Hi, this is Richard Campbell from .NET Rocks and Runnets Radio here at the 15th anniversary of .NET, and I'm here with Jan Kotstas. Nice to see you, sir.
Good to see you.
And you were involved in .NET very early days.
Yeah, I was actually like not on the core .NET team, you know, like but there was actually this other like smaller team that was the router team. We have done the kind of the shared source cross-platform.
You did the original open sourcing of .NET.
Yes,
that's
yes.
What Router really yes. was.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know, it was about open sourcing. The other thing was about porting it to, you know, Linux. And actually, we haven't done Linux at the time. We have done like FreeBSD and Mac.
And okay, and the Mac platform. So this is, you know, old is new. We did this back in 2001, 2002, and here we are doing it again in 2017.
Well, actually, we have done it like also in between with Silverlight. So this time it's really like third time I'm doing it, the cross-platform thing.
You think it'll take this time?
Yeah, I think it will stick, you know, finally, you know.
Well, I think one of the distinctions, because you said you were a very special team on the Router side, and in some ways it was kind of isolated because there was another group working on the Windows version, and you guys worked on that version, and now it's one team.
Yeah, it was like, you know, the Router team was like kind of experiment, right? It's like, you know, it was... But at the time where, you know, Microsoft and open source, it was kind of not very compatible, right?
Sure.
But, you know, there were like people at Microsoft who knew that, you know, this open source thing is coming.
And the future.
Yeah, if we just, you know, sit and wait for us to hit it, it's not going to be good, right?
Yeah.
So basically there were like several of these like projects started around the company to try to see what happens if we do something, right?
Right.
And the Router project was one of them.
Mm-hmm. I remember Joel Pulbar back in the day.
When the Router project continued, then he was like the kind of the PM for it.
Right, to keep it going.
Keep it going,
And things changed from there. Where did you go after Router?
So we have tried to do like more of the cross-platform stuff after Router, but it didn't kind of go anywhere.
No.
And then I joined the kind of the big team.
Sure. Well, you're wearing the CLR shirt, right? I don't think there's any of those left. You've got the only one.
I'm pretty sure like somebody has it in their closet too.
They're keepers. This is a long time ago.
And on that, you know, I was like originally on the JIT team, and then I did various things. And then I decided, okay, you know, like it was like, what about trying something else? So I was like, for a year, I tried doing like health software at Microsoft, so I left the CLR team. But, you know, after a year, like being somewhere else, you know, I feel missed it, so I came back. So.
You like being a part of the common language part.
Yeah, it's actually like we had a number of people who kind of left and came back.
Sure. It's good for the experiences too, I mean, 15 years has come a long way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's an impressive product these days. And so are you working in open source as well?
Yeah, you know,
back to
GitHub,
that.
GitHub, it's my life. You know.
That's awesome. Well, Jan, thank you so much for chatting with me. Yeah. And how about give us a big happy birthday .NET.
Happy birthday .NET.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Yeah.